welcome to episode 119 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in to our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, let us know. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Laura and Lindsay. We're all familiar with Florida and its many theme park attractions, but we often overlook the other gems that it has to offer. For example, did you know that the number one rated beach in the U.S. on TripAdvisor is Clearwater Beach? Or that you can stay in an adventure-themed room at the Legoland Resort? There's some places, great places to explore that are less than a two-hour drive when you're flying to Orlando, so why not add a little side trip next time? This week, we'd like to highlight some of the great places to visit in Central Florida and the Tampa-St. Petersburg area, so let's get started. So, Lindsay and I just took a little jaunt about a couple weeks ago to check out some stuff, and I guess I've had some clients go to Legoland before, but I wanted to go and check out their resort because they really have some cool theming and their rooms, the whole hotel is really cool. So the day we went, the actual park was not open. But Lindsay, what did you think about it? You're a Lego fan.
I loved it. I thought it was amazing. And every little detail, every little brick
yeah,
is in place. And right down to the bucket, the complimentary buckets of Legos in the room for you or your kids to play with while you're there.
I know. I thought you wanted to hang out in that room a little while.
Oh, I did. I would love to hang out there and play in the elevator some more, in the disco elevator.
I know. Do we want to give the elevator away? Maybe we should leave. Oh. Let that be a surprise.
some hotel rooms have that. You know, if you take our nice robes, we will send you a bill. Do they have that about the Legos?
No. Uh-uh. You know what else? No, they had, like, when you walk into the lobby, there's this huge pit of Legos that the kids can actually get into. You know? So while you're checking in, there's stuff for them to build and play, and there's like a little place where they can put their creations. And so some kids had put stuff that they had made that day up there. And, it's like a big Lego factory. If you like Legos, it was really cool.
It was so cool. It's so cool that they have the master builders classes and then that back door where you can look in and see the master builders working on these giant Lego things. It was just really neat. And I know you said kids, but my husband would totally be in that Lego pit. Not even.
What was the master builders class?
They have classes that you can take to learn how to make different Lego figures and things like that out of Legos, and there's a video that they show, but there's also, it's a guided class, and it's available for all ages. I asked.
You get to keep what you build. Yeah, it's pretty cool because it's not like, you know, a lot of Legos you see nowadays are you go and buy this kit and then you make the thing. But the Master Builder class is like, we're going to teach you how to make this, something different. You know, it doesn't come in a kit. It kind of makes you use your imagination. I know Lindsay was kind of even auditioning, asking what their interview process was.
how do you become a master? Well, because I mean, it's a good question. How do you become a master builder? So one of the other things that's really cool is right when you walk in, there's shelving for kids and probably adults too, maybe, to display their really cool Lego creations that they make, presumably either in the class or out in the pit. And you can kind of put them up on the shelves. And this week's creations. It was really neat. Play areas, the pool, theming. I think I took more pictures of that hotel than I ever have.
Yeah. And the cool thing too, the room was really big. When you first walked in to the room we saw, there's like bunk beds to one side and there's like a little TV in that room and they have snacks in there and, you know, Legos and stuff. And didn't they have like a game that you could, that was like a scavenger hunt thing?
It's like a scavenger hunt that you play in the room. And it's so that's, going back to the attention to detail, I mean, to play that, and I forgot what the prize was, but maybe it's a good I think we don't know.
It's a surprise.
Surprise.
Is it all in the room?
Yeah, this is all in the rooms.
Is it in the room?
Yeah, it's in the rooms. And then there's like a bathroom and then the main sleeping area for the parents. So it's really cool for people with this age kids that would normally go to like Legoland, because it's not like they're in a separate room. There's not a door shutting it, but you do have that kind of little bit of privacy. And she said they play the Lego movie all the time. So I don't know how you feel about that, but luckily there's a new Lego movie coming out. And so they'll be able to switch it up.
Was it the viewing room right next to the room that the Master Builders class is in that they play the movie all in?
Well, but they said that it was on TV too in your regular room. So your kids in their bunk bed area could be watching.
Could watch it.
On repeat.
Each floor had a different theme. We were in the knights and what was the medieval theme?
Was it? Yeah, the knight's castle. Yeah, so when you walk in, even the walls and the carpets and everything make it look like you're walking through a castle. And they had the adventurers one with, it's kind of like an Indiana Jones feel to it, you know, kind of like you're an explorer.
What were some of the other ones?
Pirates was the other one. And then there's like a Lego Friends one that would be their nod to the girls, the pink and purple stuff. But I think girls could like, you know, they would like pirates and stuff like that too. So yeah, it was pretty cool. Another thing they're doing is opening a new resort hotel. And it's supposed to open in April. And I wish I've meant to put the name of it in the show notes, but it's going to be suites and bigger suites that are going to sleep up to like 8 or 9 people. And they're going to be like villas. I think they're called beach villas. And
yeah, beach villas, beach themed.
Yeah. And yeah. And it's in like kind of like a cul-de-sac area. So, almost like you're in a neighborhood. It's going to be really cool. And it's perfect for bigger families or maybe even, you know, a couple families that want to travel together and go see that. So
do they have any like specialty restaurants or any restaurants that are Lego themed or play on that at all?
They have a restaurant on site. And, if you book their package, your breakfast is included. So you get, but yeah, it was all Lego themed. I'm not sure how good it was because we didn't eat, but, you know, so they have that restaurant and they have a bar too. So it's kind of cool because the parents can kind of hang out at the bar and there's Legos everywhere. So the kids can be playing and you can keep an eye on them. So, they do a lot of that with that in mind, you know, like the whole family, you can see your kids from wherever you're hanging out, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool. And it's a really gorgeous property too. Like when we went out to look at the pool area, it's right on a lake. So the lake is really pretty. And didn't she say there's fireworks and stuff out there too?
Yeah, I thought she said that they had some nighttime that there is fireworks out there holidays. I knew it was close to the to Legoland, but I mean, gosh, to be able to walk to that gate.
Yeah, it's literally right next. I mean, you walk out of the hotel and you walk over to the gate. You really can't get any closer. It's right there.
I think that's, yeah, it's perfect, perfect location. And I'm assuming that the beach ones she said are going to be on the other side.
They're going to be as close, I think. Yeah. Didn't notice the construction, but I guess they have to be pretty close to being done. One thing just to be aware is that it's on the off season, the park is not open every day. So, I want to say it's Tuesday and Wednesday that it's not open, but that's definitely something that your travel agent can check for you and make sure, because yeah, you'd want to make sure if you want to go to the park. Although the you know, the resort is really cool too, but yeah. So from there we headed to Clearwater. So Lindsay, what did you think of Clearwater?
I actually really liked Clearwater. I was very impressed. I have to say I'm probably, you know, all of my thoughts of Clearwater of like spring break, crowded, lots and lots of people, Clearwater. But I really liked visiting it in this little off season jaunt we had. Mm-hmm. The beach was gorgeous.
Yeah, the beach is really pretty. And I grew up on a beach. And so,
yeah. it was the sand was so white. It looked like, when I took a picture of my feet, the sand looked like snow. And the shout out to the Palms. What was it called? The Palms restaurant?
I don't know.
It's like one of the best burgers that I've had.
Well,
in
you
a
took
long
a
time.
Picture of it, and yeah, we'll look at the picture that Lindsay posted. Yeah, it was really cool. So basically, if you're familiar with the Tampa area, you have to cross a lot of bridges. There's a lot of little kind of peninsula things, and you know, you cross over the bridge, and then the strip of the island where the beach is pretty narrow, and you know, so it's kind of, there's a lot of that. There's, and traffic can get busy and, you know, like 5 o'clock and stuff. So you just have to kind of be aware that if you fly into Tampa or something like that, you're going to have to, you know, drive a little bit to get to Clearwater. But the part of the beach we were on was gorgeous. And it's a lot of little, like, kind of mom and pop restaurants. And so where we parked, there was a really cool bar restaurant that had like live entertainment out. The beach is enormous. I was really impressed with how far back it goes. And you're on the Gulf side of Florida, so you're looking at the sunset, you know, which is really cool. And yeah, it was really pretty. Clearwater was really
nice. I remember I visited there years ago for a work conference.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed at like the Holiday Inn Surfside or something like that.
We stayed at the Holiday Inn. Yeah.
And the beach was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I didn't bring anybody from my office with me, so I was, you know, by myself. They gave us free time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got, you know, at that point, what I thought was a wild hair because I was kind of, you know, all dressed in my professional clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I did one of those parasailing things where you sat on a beach chair.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, you sat on a beach chair that was that flew up and back to a boat. So they reeled you sat on the chair and you went way up. It was really expensive. I couldn't, you know, I'm a social worker. I couldn't believe I was spending so much. But it was so cool.
Did the chair go with you? Or are you like,
yeah.
Really?
You sat on the chair and the what do you call it? The
parasail.
Parachute was attached.
Yeah,
parasail was attached to it. And you took off from the boat and you landed on the boat and you sat in the chair the whole time.
I've seen that, but I haven't seen you sit in it. Well, I guess I really don't know because I haven't seen it up close, but that's pretty cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And it's beautiful. You know, it's beautiful from above too. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful beach.
Yeah, it was a gorgeous beach. I can see why it got rated so high. And it's not even like, you know, the area we were, which I guess, you know, you can go across the bridge to the downtown area of Clearwater. So you have to kind of be careful. If you want to be on the beach side, you need to make sure. And I don't even think our hotel had much of a beach. The more of the beach was down towards the pier area. But so it's something to be aware of if you think you're going to be wanting to be on the beach the whole time. But I was really impressed. I thought it was really cute little town, cute little beachy area. We had a good time. They do a half marathon there too, so.
It was the Palm Pavilion Beachside Grill and Bar.
There we go.
So, yeah. Any foodies listening, they have an amazing burger.
Yeah, she highly recommended that burger too. I know she talked it up, so.
Did you guys do anything else in Clearwater?
We did. We did a really cool thing. The Clearwater Aquarium, or no, Marina, Clearwater, is it Clearwater Aquarium. Yeah. So.
Clearwater Marina. We don't know where we went. We just go.
It's not the big, it's a small aquarium and it is in Clearwater Beach on the marina and it is the home of the dolphins from the movies Dolphin Tale 1 and 2. So, Winter and Hope, and you get to see like the prosthetic tail that the first dolphin uses, and you get to actually see those dolphins too. It was really cool. It was, so it's a pretty small facility. It's not a big flashy aquarium. You can tell they definitely, do more in the way of like rehabilitation and things like that. But you can do tours that would take you out on boats to have like some dolphin encounters and things like that. And they teach.
It's a marine and oceanography institute, isn't there something like that?
Well, I think this is just called the aquarium, Clearwater Aquarium.
It's the Clearwater Marine Aquarium.
Yeah.
Well, when Morgan Freeman was there, they called it a...
Oh, Well, they had pictures from when Morgan Freeman was there. So what they were telling us is they don't actually get royalties from the movies. What they got from letting the movies be filmed there was the recognition. So, you know, it's a draw. People want to come see those actual dolphins. Winter and Hope are there and you can see them, and they do like feedings and stuff like that. So you can actually get kind of, I mean, you don't swim with them or anything, but you can watch them and you can get pretty close
to them. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Their goal here is to rescue, rehab, release, research, inspire, and educate.
Yeah. So well, Lindsay was happy.
Similar
there.
to the our last podcast we did, you know, it's the other animal place that you went, that's mm-hmm. it's all about educating people and kind of, you know, and repopulating and, you know.
Right. We have a dolphin adventure tour and a sea life safari you can take, and there are stingray and pelican feedings and a shark encounter and winter's dolphin tail adventure. So there's all these other things that you can do. Kind of behind the scenes. And yes, I am very happy I got to see river otters.
The otters have the coolest stories too. That one of the guys that worked there was asking us if we had any questions. So we really made him stay there and talk to us for a while. So we found out the backstory of both of the otters that were living there. And they were just, it was really cool. One of them, had been there. What did he say? Like 16 years? They think he had been hit by a car or something, and you know, someone found the otter in their garage after it was injured, and so they brought it there and they rehabilitated him, but he never really got his back legs, you know, functional. So he could swim really good, but when you saw him on the land, he kind of dragged it. But But you
that
know,
was Cooper.
Oh yeah, see, Lindsay loved that part. And then the other otter. This was the saddest story. It was one where a man found this otter as a pup and took it in and raised it, and then decided he didn't want it anymore, so he threw it mm-hmm. into the ocean. And this is a river otter, yeah. And so the otter kept following him and coming back to him. So finally he brought it to the marina, thank goodness, because otherwise, I mean, that's just so heartbreaking to me. How many people could do something like that?
His name is Wally.
Yeah. And they were pretty cute. Although I'm sure they were vicious. If you had jumped down in there, I'm sure they would have scratched your eyes out, but
Then did you stay in Clearwater? Was that the end of your excursion, or did you go someplace else?
Well, we stayed in Clearwater. We also had tickets to go to the Dolly Museum, which is actually in St. Petersburg, but we didn't have time to go, and I'm really bummed that we didn't, because I went there about 16 years ago when my cousin used to live in St. Pete's Beach, and it was really awesome. So we had kind of prepped to go there. And I had downloaded the app. One of the cool things about this museum is you can download the app before you go, and all of their audio tours are on the app. So if you bring your own headphones, you can just walk through and do the tours as you go through. So it's pretty cool. And I would definitely
encourage. What kind of museum is it?
It's the Salvador Dali Museum. So it's got all his, you know, he lived in St. Petersburg, and most of his stuff is there. And he also had like this weird relationship with Walt Disney. So they had, a couple years ago, they had an exhibit that they shared between the Disney Family Museum in San Francisco and the Dolly Museum, which is not really going on anymore. But since I was there, they rebuilt it. It's like a totally different building. It's really big. They, you know, you can do the audio tours and go and see that. And it's very cool. I highly recommend it because I really liked it.
We also missed the Winter Haven Botanical Garden. I think we needed like an extra day or two in Clearwater.
There's a lot. Well, this was actually closer to like Legoland, but yeah, I know. There's a lot of stuff we could have done, and we only had 2 days, and we, you know, our last episode, we talked about Safari Wilderness. That was a big part of that one day. So, yeah, there just wasn't enough time for us to do everything we'd like to do. We definitely need to go see more of what Central Florida and the St. Pete's Beach area and Clearwater has to offer.
It's definitely on my radar too, especially for kind of an off season trip, because you wouldn't typically normally think, oh, off season, but I think that's a great, perfect time to go. You don't.
Yeah. Growing up,
you're not up on the water being super warm.
I mean, I grew up at the beach, and I'll tell you, that's when you, off season is when you can see the most stuff, if it's open. I mean, sometimes not as much as open, but the crowds are not there. The weather is usually good. You know, it's not oppressingly hot. It was really nice.
But it also sounds like a really good option for folks who would like to take their kids somewhere for a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not in their budget to realistically to be able to do something, you know, like Disney for a week or Universal for a week.
Right.
And or even if it is in their budget, they're looking to have a little bit more of a varied experience than just theme park. So
yeah.
Within this 2-hour drive or, you know, these some really good kind of educational,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a little bit more downtime.
Yeah.
You know, like take a break from the crowds.
I would have been so happy with this as a child. You know, that's the joke we did. That was...
Well, and you know, we get asked a lot, you know, I get asked for people who are flying from, you know, somewhere in the middle of the country, they want to see the beach. And so it is good. It's a good way to combine your, you know, like Disney World trip with a couple days at the beach too. And it's not that far. You know, if you want to, you can fly into Tampa, just as easy as you could fly into Orlando and fly out of Tampa. You know, you can drop your rental car off at either place. It's really.
Or even add on to a cruise.
Yeah.
You know, after a cruise.
Right. You can cruise out of Tampa. Yeah. That's an excellent point. I had some friends that did that. They did the half marathon in Clearwater and then got on a cruise, which Lindsay and I want to talk about that.
Yes.
Maybe that's another future podcast that we need to start, you know, like dropping some hints. People might want to join us. And I also feel like I need to mention a couple hours south of that is the Fort Myers area. And if you're into like, you know, state parks and fishing and things like that, there's a lot of cool stuff down there too. It's a little more, well, we didn't go there, so I can't really say with absolute certainty, but it seems to me that it's a little more outdoorsy. And there's also a high speed ferry from Fort Myers that'll take you to Key West. And, so that's kind of cool. If you want to make like a whole western part of Florida trip out of it, you can actually, they'll let you park your car there where the ferry is and you could spend the night in Key West or a day or two and then come back and you don't have to worry about your car being parked there. It's perfectly okay. So
I think that, you know, that's really cool. You know, like one of the things we're doing, you know, in some ways is educating people about their own country and
yeah.
all the really cool things there are to do and just to be in Florida and to be able to do these hour or two hops.
Yeah.
And, you know, have all these kind of different, you know, different experiences, I think is a really neat option for folks.
Yeah. There's some cool stuff on the west coast of Florida. You know, if you want to see the sunset over the ocean, you don't have to go to California. You go to Florida. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they think about things like destination weddings, you know, a nice thing about doing it in Florida is you don't need a passport, you know, so your whole family can go. There's options for things like that too. So that's actually very popular to do, especially the Fort Myers area and Clearwater Beach. So you want to think about that. Some definite cool stuff going on.
Sounds like a great trip.
Yeah, it was fun. I wish we'd had a little more time. Oh, we did get something kind of sweet and extra in our room. You remember that, Lindsay?
We got a little swans.
Yeah.
Little swans with their necks shaped like a heart.
Yeah, our towel animal. I think it's because we were leaving tips for the cleaning lady. But we saw the swans like on her cart when we walked by, and then they ended up in our room. We're like, oh.
Was that Clearwater or in Legoland?
That was in Clearwater. We stayed at the Holiday Inn and Suites in Clearwater. And, you know, I mean, it was a good kind of value / moderate. I would say more value. Well, it was nothing special or fancy, but it was perfectly nice. It had a restaurant on site. It had a pool bar and a nice outdoor pool and things like that. So pretty good option. It's not fancy. I don't want to make people think it's fancy. But
there was also the hotel had a free shuttle to Splash Harbor Water Park.
Yeah, there was some kind of free shuttle that they advertised that took you around Clearwater. So that's something that if you're interested, we could look into more. you took a picture
and, and that we didn't go do that, but that's like a $25 admission to that particular water park. But see, I think that was kind of neat that there was a free shuttle right from the hotel.
That's actually pretty cheap for a water park too. Yeah. How big it is. Yeah. Cool.
We'll have to check that out on our next,
You know, when we were talking about how this would be good for folks who may not want to do just Disney, but you know, for some kids, Disney is just too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is just, as much as, you know, we love Disney and love being there, it's just too much. It's not at that point in their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that's going to bring them tons of joy, but to be able to, you know, to be able to go and do Legoland and the Legolander, then that, it might just maybe, it sounds like you create a whole vacation for them.
Oh, yeah.
For kids who are, who'll be like into animals and into Legos and kind of the more quiet, laid back,
mm-hmm.
you know, not as many people, you know, into, you know, being in Clearwater and seeing the dolphin, you know, where they rehab the dolphins and, you know, for, you know, I could especially see little boys, but, you know, just be really, really intrigued with that vacation. I think it was a really great way to, you know, put together a lot of their interests. That was something different than you know, kind of a theme park getaway.
Well, this little girl,
not that often.
Definitely enthused with it. I really was blown away by pretty much everything we did in Central Florida. I don't know, when we were going into this, I was expecting that we would have fun, but I wasn't
expecting.
You're
like, what's Sandy getting me into this stuff?
Yeah, like, what? Yeah, we're gonna, I thought we were going to end up in Pittsburgh. And,
I didn't bring it up this time.
But I was really, really impressed with the Legoland Resort and with pretty much everything we did, the animal interactions. And like Laura was saying, kids, I really think this is a great, if you have a little budding scientist or a future marine biologist or anybody that loves animals, I think this whole trip that we did was fantastic trip for a family.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I love that you guys did that. Got me thinking.
We'll have to make this a series, Sandy. Pick our next state and we'll go there and do the undiscovered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Okay, somebody write that down. All right, well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com and click on podcasts at the top of the page and then find the episode you wish to comment on. Or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Lindsay, Laura, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week at Outlander Travel, and we will see you next week. Gotta fly!